what happens. Luke chapter 5, verse 6. When they did what Jesus said, and this time, if you say so, if you say so, if you say so, and this time, their nets were so full of fish that they begin to tear. A shout, yo, get over here. A shout for help brought their partners in their boats. And soon, both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. I had this thought, what if we were sinking for the right reasons? What would it look like if there was so much blessing coming to our life and our family that we had to be more generous because the blessing, we couldn't contain it ourselves? What would happen if we walked in such an anchored obedience that when, that y'all know that's the story of our church, right? How we gave away millions of dollars. That was the overflow of obedience. Bless 20 other churches with $100,000 because I've done too much for you to carry on your boat. What does it look like? And my prayer for you is that you would start sinking for the right reasons. That God would bless you with so many connections that you would have to give some business to somebody else. That God would give you so much wisdom and insight that you would have to give your idea. I don't even need to get paid for that. Y'all go use that. Y'all go do that. I got so much right here that I can't hold it all. This is what happens in the deep. They shouted because in my Bible, what I read, write this down. The deep doubles it. They left with nothing in the boat. At this moment, two boats are filled to sinking, which tells me if I allow God to develop me in the deep, he can bless us at a level where it was not just enough for us, it was double what we ever thought it was. Pastor Mike, what are you saying? I'm standing and double everything me and Bishop ever talked about. Every idea, every desire, everything we said, one day it would be great that God would do this. And God doubled everything because we were obedient and anchored in the deep. Pastor Mike, give me another point. No, I'm trying to give you a principle. Obey God. Just obey him. Well, what about my family? It doesn't matter. Obey God. But what about the money? It doesn't matter. Obey God. I stand here today like the disciples with the only qualification that we're here today is God said so. And I was like, if you say so, and cast your net on the other side, I obeyed. And he doubled it. Look at the rest of the story, though, because I want you to see this is the part I intentionally, we could be shouting all over this place right now, like, he doubled it, and I could, like, all of that. I just wanted at 6 years for us to mature just a little bit to see what the real purpose of this was. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell on his knees, repentance, before Jesus. Oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man. God's blessing can expose how deep and dark you are, and God is not opposed to your mess. Look at him. He says, for he was awestruck by the number of fish that he had caught. That's where the others with him, his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. I did all of this for a reason. There was a design to this. From now on, I just wanted to do something natural so that you could see who I really was. From now on, Mike, the only reason I gave you this building, the only reason that there's 20,000, 30,000 people watching, I'm going to make you fish for people from now on. Huh? This was all a big experiment to show me what really mattered. You blessing my home and my business and my health. You bringing my kids. All that other stuff was so that, oh, I could actually follow you. Look at the last part of the verse. Ah, I love this. Go up just a little bit. It says to the disciples right there, it says, and as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. The biggest successful day in history of their business. They caught 153 fish. And when they got to the land, they didn't take selfies of the fish. They didn't have a fish fry. They didn't go to market and make the money. They left everything and followed Jesus. Could the most successful thing about your life be the smallest thing in comparison to the life God has planned for you to live? I am standing here, and I keep saying that because I'm in awe of God right now. I'm standing here ready to give everything I ever wanted up to follow Jesus and win more people to him. Last point. The deep makes disciples and changes destinies. I'm in a room full of people whose destinies have changed because Bishop decided that he was going to go to the deep. I was 13 years old when he and Pastor Debbie decided to start Greenwood Christian Center. And while I was probably trying to get on AOL and look at pornography, can we be real? While I was trying to prove myself and be this and all this other stuff, going through what teenagers go through, God spoke to a man and woman to push off the shore and go to the deep. And for 16 years, they dwelled in the deep. And they saw me. And they were one of those, when the boats was breaking, they say, hey, come here. And we got to experience a miracle together. And God said, now leave all of that. Leave the music. Leave all this stuff. And I'm going to make you represent me to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. It's time to go fishing. And God gave me this vision. And today, I'm honored to stand here knowing that I went through this process. Can you put that whole process back up on the screen for me real quick? I was distant from God. Then I let him step on my boat and we started dwelling together. But it took a real anchor to obedience to let him direct me. And once he directed me, he took me to the deep. And once he took me to the deep, I had a decision to make. And now I can stand here 6 years in, and you can stand there at your home right now, and you can say boldly that you're a disciple. This is where I want everybody to get, to the place that you can follow God in no matter the situation. What a time to be alive. The only reason I can say that is because now I'm convinced that my yes has made me a disciple and changed other people's destinies. Who's connected to you? Pastor Mike, start the confetti. No. I want you to be consecrated. I want you to live a life that at the end of it, if I die before I get old, I don't want it to be said that, oh, he almost reached his potential. God really was about to use him. And I don't want it to be said about you.
Friend, with the support of heroes like you, TBN is beaming the hope and grace of Jesus around the world in multiple languages. This month, for your gift of support in any amount, we're excited to offer best-selling author Dr. David Jeremiah's book, Forward. Take a moment to visit tbn.org/goforward.
More music at gospelmetrics.com.